Claude Julien maintenant.
Ben moi, je te dis, c'est une bonne soirée pour lui parce que c'est bien mérité. Il a joué tout un match ce soir. Ça a donné l'occasion de gagner, sauver les meubles, là, surtout en troisième période. Et puis, quand tu accomplis quelque chose comme ça, c'est quand même beaucoup. Là. Je sais que c'est un gardien qui est très humble, là, mais je suis certain qu'il est fier de ce qu'il a accompli. Puis, il a toujours le but de gagner une Coupe Stanley ici à Montréal. Puis c'est ce qu'on lui souhaite prochainement.
Tu as parlé que Price avait sauvé les meubles, justement. Est-ce que, tu sais, mis à part sa performance, elle était peut-être un petit peu plus difficile que tu t'attendais dans la situation? C'est plus combien, plus que comment, j'imagine?
Oui, je pense que c'est le résultat final qui compte, là. Présentement, les deux points sont durs à arracher. Et puis, tous les matchs, c'est des gros matchs. Fait que c'est sûr que ça n'a peut-être pas été un match parfait. Je sais qu'on peut jouer du hockey encore beaucoup mieux qu'on l'a fait ce soir, mais je te dirais que c'est un match à la fois. Le prochain match va être un autre gros match. Puis c'est vraiment de bien se préparer pour ces genres de matchs-là. Il va y avoir des gros matchs, il faut apprendre à être capable de jouer dans les gros matchs. Ce soir, il faut que tu donnes crédit à Détroit aussi. Ils ont bien patiné, ils ont bien joué. C'était pas l'équipe de Détroit qu'on a joué chez eux il y a quelques semaines. Là, c'était une équipe totalement différente. Il y avait beaucoup de confiance. C'est une équipe qui patine bien en tout premier, puis ils l'ont démontré ce soir.
Was it perhaps fitting that Carey Price turns in the kind of performance that's become synonymous with his name for the victory that becomes...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Big night for him, you know, in all the different areas. First of all, you know, his game tonight, he was without a doubt our best player. He was outstanding. Not only that, but he breaks a record, fittingly, with his performance tonight. So a lot of good things for him. And as I said in French, I'm sure he's proud, but he's a humble person. He's not going to say much, but that's quite an accomplishment. You know, it's never easy to do it, especially with one team. And he's done a great job ever since he's been here. He's taken the good with the bad and the bad with the good, and you can't say enough about him.
Claude, what have you observed about Carey from the time that he came into the league and you were on the other side of a very fierce rivalry against him and this team and to where he is now in light of this most recent accomplishment?
Well, the one thing, you know, if people maybe don't remember, but I was here when he got drafted. So I was part of the Canadiens organization, so I saw Carey at a real young age. And I saw him at the... When we had the All-Star game here in Montreal as part of coaching staff. And, you know, I remember seeing a real young player, you know, excited to play. He was, you know, he's a different guy today because he's got a family, he's got kids. That's the big difference I see from him off the ice. But, you know, he's matured in all areas as far as being a parent, as far as being a goaltender, his preparation, everything else. He's just evolved with the years, and I've just been able to see that throughout the years that he's been in the league.
Just building off of John's question, is there anything that has surprised you about him that you didn't think about him and then you arrived here and he's kind of shocked you or surprised you personality-wise or anything?
Not when you coach against him for a long time. Nothing surprises you. He's frustrated us at many times with his play like he did tonight with Detroit. So I can't say I'm surprised. What he does on the ice is definitely what he does before as well. Preparation, rest, you know, focus, all that stuff. You know, he does all the things he needs to do to be successful. So can't say I'm surprised. He's accomplished so much. I don't know why I would be.
Claude, you piqued my interest when you mentioned the draft table all the way back in 95. What was the conversation like leading into making that choice?
Well, as you know, when it comes to the draft, we coaches are spectators. When a few times we have no pressure and we can just sit there. But, you know, they have their closed-door meetings and everything else. And, you know, you kind of know where we're aiming at the time. But, you know, for the most part, we're not really involved. We've got other things as coaches. We have meetings and all that stuff. So we're not really in all those meetings that discusses, you know, the choices that have to be made. But once you get to the table, you have a list of what we want. And, you know, it was good to be there when you got drafted. And we all know how we ended up in Montreal, from junior to Hamilton to here. And he's had a great career.